Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have on the first hour on Wednesday one of the bright lights of wisdom and analysis of what's going on is the American thinker author Lowell Ponting. Of course, he's a co-author with Craig Smith, who's on Neil Cavuto's financial net part channel on Fox News. Lowell, you've got an interesting article today, and I want you to kind of highlight what's happening here. You have a column dumping on Obama's Iran deal. Of course, you deal with that. You've talked also about why Obama's Iran deal got dropped, and what's the story there?
Well, apparently the story is that obviously Iran did not like Trump pulling out of the deal. By the way, this was never a treaty. Let's not forget that. Barack Obama simply issued it as an executive opinion, which then got signed on to by some other countries, and now the European nations are throwing their hands in the air and saying, oh, it's the end of the world, and so on. Now, there's a very simple question to ask with the Europeans, of course, and that is, if America is not the dominant country in Europe by influence, what is? Why, Germany? Surprise, surprise. Germany is a very interesting country, and we'll get into some of the implications of that. But suffice it to say for the European Union that on May 5th, while we are tearing down statues of our traditional heroes in the United States, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and so on, they're still putting up statues in Europe. And on May 5th, they unveiled a brand new huge statue in Trier, Germany, in Germany, honoring Karl Marx. And who was there to give a speech praising Karl Marx at that? His name is Jean-Claude Juncker. For those who may not know, he is the head of the European Commission. That is, he is the effectively political head of the European Union.
Right.
And he gave a speech praising Marx. By the way, the statue was not paid for by Germany. It was paid for by communist China.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, yes. But that's showbiz, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. China's a giant python in seeping into all our industries, including AI, high tech, etc. And their 2025 plan is to take over the world. And they have collaboration from the Germans. The Germans are transferring technology like battery making and manufacturing and everything. And the Chinese, what they do is they literally clone that technology, maybe repatent it or re-copyright words. The copyright numbers have gone up dramatically since Trump started his, in a sense, pre-trade war with China. And, of course, this Iran deal wasn't really a deal. It was, in a sense, and we have to understand that Barack Obama is a closet Shiite Muslim, isn't he?
As far as I can tell, he certainly shows all the signs, including his middle name.
Right.
Could be taken as the name of the prophet's son-in-law,
right,
who is, of course, glorified
right
by Sunni Islam.
I, Yeah, and what is, you mean Sunni or Shiite?
I mean Islam. Shiite.
Now, the other thing that people have to understand, the Shiites have a very strange philosophy or theology that they believe that it's possible, and don't make it certain, that Hussein, the son-in-law of Muhammad, may be the one in stasis, suspended animation, is going to come back as the Mahdi. Now, the Iranian deal was torn apart because it was a horrifying deal. It sunset and allowed the Iranians to get nukes. Now, you have to understand that if the Iranian has nukes, everybody else is going to have nukes. I mean, even if they don't admit it, the Saudi Arabians funded AQ Khan and the Waziristani plant in Afghanistan to build nukes. And they had access until the last 2 years of the Bush administration to be able to build those nukes in the Waziristani plant with their technology and with Saudi money. Now, I know the CC-3 missiles were bought by the Saudi Arabians as much as 25 years ago. They can deliver missile at least 3,000 to 4,000 miles. And it would just be logical to assume that they have nuclear warheads from Pakistan because they actually funded the program. So whether they're saying they're going to want to get nukes in the future or they actually have them already, the fact is we have an alliance now between Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the other Arab Sunni nations because they see the great threat of Iran. Iran has literally scared the Sunnis into the arms of the Israelis. And now Erdogan has declared that he wants all Muslim nations to unite against Israel. That's a formula for catastrophe, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Erdogan has also, of course, been drawing closer and closer to Russia. I mean, the politics get so involuted here after a while.
Well, they obviously, our government tried to do through the CIA a regime change 2 years ago, and the Russians tipped him off, and that's why he's moving into the arms of the Russians. Even though we still have the Insulet Air Base in southern Turkey, and have had that, including nuclear weapons base there, since the 1960s. So what people don't understand, this deal, including the attempt by Iran, by Turkey, to become a full member of the European Union, is very scary. People don't understand.
And in fact, at the time of the coup, the purported coup against Erdogan in Turkey, he had his troops rush on to and basically take control for a time of the Incirlik Air Force Base there. As I wrote about and documented, there were at the time about 60 U.S. nuclear weapons on the base.
Right. And by the way, this is the counter to the Cuban Missile Crisis, because I have a feeling the U.S. government knew that when the Cuban Missile Crisis, what we called, was over, that those missiles stayed in place until the fall of the Soviet Union in the late 1980s. People assumed those missiles were taken out. They weren't, and we had Insulet-based missiles aimed at St. Petersburg and Moscow and other sites, military sites, since the 1960s. So we had basically had a machete aimed at each other's throat. And that's the only reason why the Russians didn't go to a nuclear war, but the Muslim nations don't have that restraint. They want to visit Allah and get their 72 virgins or boys with skin like pearls, because prepubertal sex with Muslims is okay, especially in countries like Afghanistan.
And don't forget, the theocrats who are the medieval theocrats who are running Iran are not just Sunni Muslims. That would be bad enough with their doctrines, for example, of Al-Taqiyya. Their theological belief that it's okay to lie to an infidel if it advances the cause of Islam.
Right.
That's actually part of their religious doctrine. But they are twelvers. As twelvers, they very much believe in the coming of their imam as the Mahdi, as you say, the being who is destined, according to the Hadith, the oral saint of the Prophet, to usher in the global triumph of Islam by fire and sword.
Right.
The language of the Hadith. That's who the Mahdi is. It's their version of, well, the return of Jesus.
They're a version of a kind of a final Muhammadan prophet, or an incarnation of the descent of another prophet like Muhammad, that will make the world succumb to Islam, and the entire world will succumb to it. Which is not surprising, because
of course it will be done undoubtedly by nuclear war or something like it.
Well, actually, I have a little difference in that opinion. One of the things that's interesting is I saw Donald Trump and the previous king of Saudi Arabia and some other world leader put their hand on the Palantir, which is the all-seeing globe. And they launched this robot, Sophia, and the supercomputer system in Saudi Arabia, which I think is kind of strange because the pressing and control of AI is America. It's not China, it's not Japan, it's America. We are decades ahead of everybody else, which is why the Chinese are trying to hack into our Silicon Valley companies. But most of the stuff isn't done in Silicon Valley. It's black op projects that have been funded with trillions of dollars of illegal drug and organ trade. And that's why it's off the books even for the Congress and Senate. They don't know this money is arriving, and that's why Fast and Furious occurred, because the drug trade is run by our CIA and FBI. That's why the previous administration, basically Department of Homeland Security, basically was collaborating with giving guns to our cartels in Mexico to make sure we can continue to have the drug trade coming into America. People should know it's not just a matter of a market here in America. It's a matter of the marketers are collaborating between our CIA and FBI to get trillions of dollars of money from cartels not only in Central and South America, but Afghanistan. That's why the crops have gone through the ceiling since we went there.
And as you know, some very strange things have happened lately with Mexican banks. Apparently the cartels are now in the looting the banks electronically business, too.
Really? They're looting the banks now, yeah. Wouldn't surprise me. Again, remember, these long arms of these cartels are actually a fingers of our intel agencies working through these cartels.
This is...
Welcome back. What's interesting, you mentioned a couple, two former directors of Obama's National Security Council have literally, Stephen Simon and Jonathan Stevenson, in a New York Times op-ed recommended that European nations withdraw their diplomats from Washington and expel U.S. diplomats from their capitals. I mean, this is nuts. And it's over a financial thing. For example, Airbus got a big contract after Boeing Aerospace pulled out of a contract for Iran, and
we're
of course
about
it's
$18 billion contract. This is not
right. So well, what's it's all just money, to be honest. And they would rather get rich now than put their own children at risk of a future Iranian nuclear attack with a missile that could strike any square inch of Europe. The people of Europe, to be honest with you, are led by maniacs and idiots, aren't they?
Well, of course. I mean, for example, on May 5th, as I said, they unveiled this statue of Karl Marx, which was then honored in a speech by the head of the European Union, which I found touching.
Well, you know the history of Karl Marx. You know the history of Karl Marx. Karl Marx was an academic that actually was working through the British Library, and he actually never traveled to Russia or anywhere else. He just basically put all this Marxian idea from a number of British, Scottish, and other authors and actually amalgamated all this stuff together into an overall tome, you know, his specific dogma. So the fact is, all this was actually already existing in high-level Masonic circles inside Britain for centuries before it was put together by Karl Marx going through the British Library, wasn't it?
And by the way, Karl Marx had an almost psychopathic fear of Russians. If someone had told him that his philosophy would first take root in Russia, he would have, A, found it totally contrary to Marx's theory, and second, he would have been terrified, frankly. One of Marx's great nemeses in his life was Mikhail Bakunin, the great Russian anarchist, who ironically
right.
was the first one to translate Marx's Kapital into Russian. But Bakunin, you have to understand, for example, at the Hague Congress of the First International in 1872, Marx came there and found he was about to be removed as head of the International because many of the delegates had gone over to Bakunin and were ready to vote for Bakunin to take over. You have to understand, Marx was a little, gnarled, warty man who looked more or less like a troll. By comparison, Bakunin stood 6'5", had steely gray eyes, and was so charismatic that he could walk into a crowd of strangers and within 15 minutes have them ready to storm the barricades with him.
Really?
He was a tremendously charismatic figure. And so Marx was terrified of Bakunin.
Uh-huh.
The way Marx dealt with that in 1872, he simply took away the credentials from the delegations from Spain, from Italy, from Switzerland, and so on. He appointed his own son-in-law as head of a new artificial delegation from Spain. In other words, the people who voted for Karl Marx were not even the elected delegates to the Internationale.
Now, why is Europe thinking that they're entertaining, like, I call Bernie Sanderclaus, this idea of the theology, because that's what it is, it's a religion, of socialist communism, because really it's a continuum. You see that happening in Canada. And social communism, eventually the nanny state, even outlaws, for example, a disagreement by making negative comments against Muhammad or Islam or any specific group, including those groups that support abortion. It's very bizarre, but you have to understand Canada's pretty damn red. It started with Pierre Elliott Trudeau. Now his son, who's another whack job, is totally destroying Canada.
Yeah, they're, in fact, if anything, they have hints of Maoism about them.
And I don't understand it, because this is always destructive.
Well,
it always causes collapse. In fact, I put up an article, a video article the other day, after I had a discussion with Harley Schlanger, because the Lewis Foundation is very pro what I call China and the Belt and Road Program, and I'm not. I'm a pessimist. I see extremely bad behavior on the part of China, $600 billion of espionage. I see China building South China Sea islands, and now their site in Djibouti, one of the first ones, they actually use lasers against our pilots and cause some injury. I think China is extremely dangerous internally and likely to break up. And because most of the people aren't English-speaking and they produce inferior products and try to literally flood the market of the world and try to grab leases for land to grow food and every material on the earth, they build 500,000 warehouses and these giant cities where they actually force rural people, they're perfectly happy to be subsistence farmers, into giant cities where they have no skill sets. I think the PLA and the Chinese government are pretty suicidal. And I believe that the emerging power, as far as a large economy, is going to be India in the next 10 years. It's not China. China, to me, is self-destructive. They're idiots.
Well, China is imperialistic. They used to have this kind of authoritarian, we want to run the world position, but they didn't want to bother conquering the world to do it, and they felt, like the Arabs, for that matter, we have time. So what if it takes us 50 or 100 or 300 years? You know, the desert is like the sea and all that.
The idea
is they will eventually win. Well, under Xi Jinping, that has changed. He would like to rule the world in his own lifetime.
Well, 2025, they actually have documents where they have a specific plan to take over technology, AI, manufacturing, literally everything on Earth, and including the roadways and even the Trans-Nicaraguan waterway, which could destroy the oceans and actually cause most of North Europe to go into a mini ice age. The Chinese could care less. In fact, they're polluting their own country so that most of the drinking water isn't potable. And the people take detox technology very seriously because the environment is so toxic.
Beijing, the air in Beijing is literally lethal. They have smogs there that have people passing out in the streets and so on.
Right. I talked to one person who went there last year, and there was over a quarter inch of rubber dust and other toxic dust on his vehicle. You had to clear your windshield to even drive. It's that bad. And people are in some of these cities are actually taking bottled air to actually have air oxygen while they're driving the vehicle because the oxygen concentration is so low and there's so much pollutants you have to have additional air, you're not going to breathe. The same thing is going on in Japan in some of their major mega cities.
But of course they do have a different value structure in certain ways. For example, North Korea now suddenly says, oh, well, we're not going to sit down and talk with Donald Trump unless he gets off all these military drills they're doing with South Korea. And Trump just smiles at that because he understands that Asians have a different way of negotiating. They will promise you all kinds of things, or they'll put them out on the desk, and people are beginning to say, oh, you should win a Nobel Peace Prize for this agreement. And everybody who says that, the Republicans who voted for that, were absolute idiots. They were simply giving energy to North Korea.
I made the statement yesterday when I had John W. Spring on, and on Monday when I had Josh Bernstein. The North Koreans need to understand this, and so does China, because basically North Korea is the pimple on the intra-abdominal abscess of the communist socialist world, which now has two major dictators. We have a dictator for life, either on or off stage, Putin, who's like a mob boss for Russia. And then we've got Xi, who's like Mao Zedong, who's ensconced himself as a permanent dictator in communist China. And they've now used our intel companies to crush their own people and rape people. So even if you smoke outside, you can't get on a train or plane or say anything negative about the PLA. You can't get a job. So these countries are ripe for internal collapse. And the thing that's going to take them down is a financial war that's coming, and I've got some announcements to make on that. You wouldn't believe what I found. And welcome back. So, here's my prediction. If, firstly, Trump and South Korea are not going to back off on their military operations. Neither are they going to denuclearize missile defense protection for South Korea during this transition period, which could take up to 2 decades. It's not going to happen overnight. Thirdly, you're not going to have the North conquer the South, which they've been saying for decades, by absorbing the South. It's going to be vice versa. We're going to go in there with teams and special op Delta Force to monitor the destruction of all their weapons, and I guarantee you that Kim has hidden weapons or even shipped them already to other countries. He's already getting $3 billion a year just from Iran to allow their scientists to come on board and actually transfer technology to Iran, let alone Venezuela, who has been trying to get nuclear weapons for decades. And over 20 years ago, Brazil stopped their nuclear program, supposedly, but it's a giant country with an aerospace industry. And you have to understand that Brazil is another social communist country that's made dark alliances with Russia and China. Now, Russia and China...
Two notes regarding that. Venezuela has huge uranium deposits as well as oil.
Yeah.
And so Iran's been very interested in their uranium deposits. Number two, both India and Brazil have huge deposits of thorium. Now, we chose to build our nuclear weapons starting from a uranium-plutonium path, and we have just ignored thorium. But in fact, when I was in the intelligence community, it was widely recognized that there's no reason you couldn't build nuclear weapons via a thorium path. And that's what
right.
Those countries are concerned about. I mean, India would be totally self-sufficient in radioactive materials for its weapons program, as would Brazil, if they
right.
Developed the thorium path.
Which is really simple, because all you're trying to do is slow neutrons so you can get a chain reaction, period. If you keep it down to its basics, right?
Unless you want to make hydrogen weapons.
Yeah, and of course, to be honest with you, most of the...
an atomic weapon as a trigger.
Right.
But that's showboat. Or you could probably trigger it with lasers nowadays.
Yeah, in fact, the newer types of micronuclear weapons use high-energy... plasma lasers, actually, to trigger off nuclear explosions rather than red mercury that the Russians developed back in the 60s and 70s.
Well, I was doing this long, long ago, like back around 1970.
Yeah, so the fact is that the micronukes that the Israelis have, you've got the Davy Crockett, which is a weapon system we developed in the 60s, and one of the things that the Israelis got,
yeah,
which is part of the reason...
Davy Crockett, John F. Kennedy had deployed and decided to withdraw from Europe. It is a nuclear bazooka.
Right.
Explosive force of about 1/10 of a kiloton. But it
right.
does cross that fire break that Alan Antoven and others wrote about between conventional weapons and nuclear weapons. And hence, it's a weapon that could trigger a nuclear war.
Hey, I don't believe that. I don't believe that because a weapon has nuclear capacity, because there's all kinds of ways of making nukes. For example, micronukes are a different technology almost completely. And you can make nukes that actually release only a specific kind of energy. For example, you can make nukes that release 99.9% is just gamma rays. There's no big pop or anything. Or you can make weapons that generate, or relatively kiloton weapons that generate a very large EMP. You can fire them up 100,000 feet in a fishing boat off of the coast 300 miles. They'll take out radially 1,500 radial miles of electronics in the United States. So one on either coast, off the coast 300 miles, could completely destabilize the coastal areas of both the east and west coast of the United States. And people don't get that. They don't realize they don't need to come near. They don't need to fire a missile. They could even bring a truck in and actually have these weapons just fire off. And in EMP, you wouldn't even get a big pop. You just all of a sudden notice your power is gone.
In fact, in our current book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, I give a scenario for how easily terrorists could do this with a weather balloon.
Right, just have a weather balloon float in, yeah.
And you could create EMP effects across an 800-mile-wide circle.
Wow.
Which means you could blot things out in Chicago and Washington, D.C. and New York.
Now,
if
Mr.
that balloon went up there, right? You could also use those in the Persian Gulf to devastating effect.
Right. Now, Dr. Pai was on the program on Life, Liberty, and Levine on Fox. And Levine's pretty damn smart. He's a constitutional attorney, but he brought in his expert. And for only $2 billion, we could use power surge protectors and Faraday cages and other means of protecting our power grid. So their UHF transformers wouldn't be destroyed. There's 10,000 UHF transformers, and if it was they were destroyed, they're not coming back because the entire world production is 200 per year. So the fact is, if America gets hit with an EMP or even just a cyber hack to cause a power surge on the grid, when somebody in Yuma, Arizona, this is back in 2011, threw a couple of wrong keystrokes, they caused a power surge that actually back surged to the San Onofre reactor that's like 10 miles from where I live. And my radiation detectors, which are very sensitive ones, I have two of them in my home, went out five times higher than normal. This wasn't Fukushima. People have to understand that it surged and caused the reactor to go dark and basically poisoned the reactor so they couldn't restart it. And that's why this reactor now is basically what's called a mothball. No, it's not totally turned off because you can't.
Well, the San Onofre reactor is an interesting case because I've talked to engineers who helped construct it, and they say on reanalysis after it was done, they realized some key parts had been installed backwards.
Well, not just that. They put too many of these steam turbine chambers on the circuit, on the internal circuit. I have a technical background in this stuff, too, and I work with the nuclear reactors in South Carolina that make our warheads. Also, the reactor south of Chicago. I was the doctor that took care of the reactor employees north of Chicago and Rocky Flats, and I can tell you, they didn't redesign it. They actually moored more crap to the reactor, and the reactor tubes are actually smacking against each other as they vibrate. And people don't know that. They were leaking radioactive hydrogen and isotopes into the main reactor core. And it's no wonder that the thing went toxic and dangerous. These are relatively new reactors when they got burnt out. They're less than a year old from Mitsubishi Heavy Industries in Japan, built under American contract things. But then they upgraded the reactor and adding more stuff to it without approval for a redesign. That's how stupid this was. And the company that oversaw it, TEPCO, is just an umbrella company. All the service companies and the redesign companies were American. But they're not stopping Fukushima. They're not fixing it. They don't want to because they want a world population reduction. And that's why even in the Middle East, what's going on here, we're purposely arming, for example, even allowing the Aku Khan reserve standing plant and allowing the Afghanistanis to have nukes. We could have stopped decades ago the development of North Korea, but we didn't because it's the globalist plan to have enough proxy nations, you can start a nuclear war and kill much of the population. That's their plan. People say, no, they wouldn't do that. I say, this is beyond normal human evil. This is a galactic level evil that you can't conceive of, so it's not believable. That's the problem, isn't it?
I have no doubt, having seen some of the things I've seen, too.
Yeah.
By the way, this is part of the reason we wrote this book, Money, Morality, and the Machine.
Right.
And I just wanted to say, people can get this book if you're a Dr. Bill listener. Absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. Just call 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. 800-630-1492. And the book is yours. You know, it's 250 pages of exciting, reads like a novel kind of analysis.
Yeah.
And it will curl your hair.
Well, the problem is it's going to give you some reality, but there are solutions. The problem is I'm very frustrated. In fact, I've made the statement that I've had five letters now from the president supposedly negotiating with North Korea, and he's not responding to us personally. And John Spring was the whistleblower for the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I have lots of intel information, having worked for years taking care of not only Operation Topoff and Dark Winter as a point man, but having above top secret clearance at U.S. Military Defense and Space Command. And I can tell you that Trump doesn't have all the facts. He does not understand that for 3 years plus, North Korea could strike anywhere on the globe. Number two, he doesn't understand that Russia and China are the proxies that are actually creating this disaster. Number three, the globalists want the proliferation of nuclear weapons. That's why they don't want you to know that we're fully aware that there is a nuclear development in Venezuela, and they've been trying for years to get nuclear bombs. And in a starving country where they're actually eating their pets and a million people have left the country, it shouldn't surprise you that they're actually making deals with Russia and China, where they're sitting on 7 trillion barrels of oil, and they have their own supply of nuclear materials, it would be perfect for Russia or China to be able to attack America from the source, because they can't have their way with the world unless there's a weak or destroyed America. If Russia and China can destroy America, the whole world is their apple. Right?
Yes, if they can.
If they can. And guess what? They're going to get a hell of a shock, because if this keeps on pushing, China will go up in a nuclear cloud of dust. Because if they interfere with North Korea when we decapitate the regime, because that's what's coming. Decapitation.
You.
On how to get the book. Lowell, go ahead. How do people get the book? What number do they call?
Oh, you can get the book absolutely free and postpaid. Won't cost you a thing, just by dialing 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. 800-630-1492. And I thank you. By the way, this is Craig Smith's and my little Blues Brothers' mission from God is just to give kind of information to people so they have some idea how much they are being manipulated.
Well, I want to make this quick announcement. I just got my friend Jim Deal, who involved with Carrot Bar's gold in the Carrot Bar ICO coins. I found out that the major bankers, including Goldman Sachs and major investors in Wall Street, have now set up a crypto version of the U.S. dollar. And they've invested
The Fed itself is making a crypto version.
Right. So you have to understand that although China outlawed crypto because they didn't want their own banks and billionaires within China or rich people, because they have a very large middle class now developing in China. And what's going on is they don't want people to have financial dependence of their banking and central control system, because if you don't control someone's currency and their ability to buy and sell things, you're not entitled to control. And that's why even shows like Silicon Valley have a non-distributed internet. On their last show, they talked about the fact that they've got their system built, and now the NSA wanted a backdoor. Well, the fact is the NSA actually threatened about 12 years ago Microsoft to make sure they had backdoors to everybody's internet. That's why people have to understand what these agencies like Brennan and Clapper and all these Intel people have done. They've actually created the Matrix, and they actually want you to not resist them when they try to take over the world. And unfortunately, you're going to see the final battle will probably not be a nuclear or a warfare battle. It'll be a cyber warfare battle for money and for intel about everything about you. In other words, if they can control your SIM and your finances in a supercomputer AI system, they got control of the world. It's not going to be weapons. It's going to be data. It's going to be
cable. Oh, by the way, while you're calling that number to get Money Morality of the Machine, 800-630-1492, you can see Craig Smith's and my new white paper, which is called The Secret War, Part 2, Weapons of Cash Destruction.
Right.
The government is very committed to the idea of getting you away from tangible money.
Right.
Getting you into artificial things like credit cards and their own cryptocurrency. You see, their cryptocurrency will not give you independence.
No.
It's coded to actually take you where they want you to go, which is away from cash and into some artificial computer manipulable means so they can monitor everything you're doing.
Right, and they don't like the idea of cryptocurrencies like the Carrot Bar, Carrot Bank, ICO coins, because these can be an encryption systems that the NSA and the government can't break. And that's why China, which is a totalitarian regime, tried to outlaw them and actually start raiding their own citizens using our intel agencies and technology and our Silicon Valley companies to actually crush their own population. They'd like to pull it off here in America, but to be honest with you, I don't think crypto is going anywhere. I mean,
as you and I have discussed, well, crypto becomes just another form of credit card, really, if you're using their crypto.
Right, but if you're using one like Carrot Bank gold, you can actually have physical gold, Carrot Bank currencies, obtain the gold, put it in thousands of crypto banks, real banks all over the world, and some of these, you know, in millions of banks, and then you can transfer the value of that without actually physically transferring the gold or take possession.
Real gold is the antidote to what the
right. And this is real gold. That's why the only cryptocurrency that is going to be backed by gold is the Karat Bar currency, and that's why I had on the show last year, J. Edward Griffin. I honestly think this is going to take over, and the governments are freaked out by it because if they don't, there's basically three things they have to control the world. Number one, money. In other words, to control the fungibility and the making of money, the manufacturing, which is prestidigitation, it's magic. The second is contracts, and property law make 85% of the actual law. The rest is just regulations. People don't understand this, don't they? They don't realize that your actual rights in the courts have been absolved or dissolved in 1933 because they just wanted to move it to the idea that you are considered a property item. That's why even your birth certificate is chattel against, in C Corporation, against the U.S. Federal Reserve System and our money. We don't have any real value. We don't have a real government.
Right.
We have actors.
You are the collateral when government borrows money.
Right, and they actually have created a situation where even actors like Donald Trump get in power, and of course then he starts to do things they don't like, and then they go crazy, the media and the intel agencies, because he's doing things to literally delay or break the back of the intel agencies that want to control the world and create the Matrix. People don't realize the Matrix is very, very close. They're even saying that
in fact New York State just recently gave the game away when they wrote a letter to the various credit card companies saying, we would like you to look into ways so that no one can buy a gun or ammunition with a credit card.
Right.
Now, see, what they're planning to do is first, they get you away from cash. They say only criminals use cash. You use the credit card. The credit card gives them something that the government can tax, hack, whatever, use to monitor and break through all your privacy. Then, when you go to buy something really important to you, like a gun, they will say, well, if you'd had money, if there were still cash, you could buy the gun for cash, but you can't buy it with a credit card, and yet the credit card is all you have. And so, therefore, they control what you can buy. It isn't just that they control or monitor your buying. They actually can control what you can and can't buy with it.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, I think so. I mean, this is just part of the magic of the Matrix.
Right.
And basically, you will soon see gun stores in parts of the country that have signs up saying we cannot sell firearms or ammunition or gun repair or anything else using a credit card.
You know, one of the things that I strongly disagree with all the so-called Christian authors and schools, both Catholic and non-Catholic around the country, and of course the edicts and ideas of the Israelis or the agnostics or the transhumanists, the only country that has a true artificial intelligence supercomputer with a matrix system to actually map out the world is America. And in fact, I visited and was a doctor taking care of employees working at the Virtual World Project at Shreve Air Force Base, three higher levels of security than NORAD. And they had a Cray array of hundreds of underground Cray 4 supercomputers, and they were going to replace them for a Cray 5 with a gallium arsenide quantum chip. Each Cray 5 had a computing capacity of 100,000 Cray 4 computers, and they're building these giant databases, not just to keep track of transactions. They want to keep track of everything about you. They want to know everything from what time you get up and go to sleep, what things you like to buy in the store. They want to know everything. And that's why when I get a kick out of this smirking maniac, Zuckerberg, at his congressional statements, the fact is these are just the faces of the Matrix. And when he was recruited from Harvard, he wasn't even a coder. He just had an idea for the system of Facebook. And, of course, DARPA got involved, and they actually developed the Facebook system. This is all the Defense Authorized Research Project. People don't understand. DARPA is into hacking your consciousness, and they actually say they're going to announce it within 5 to 7 years. So you'll have your kids not just looking at a screen. The screen will be their own cortex. That's how scary this is. People say, oh, no, that's not what's going to happen.
If people understood, for example, that Bitcoin was actually created by the U.S. government.
Right, of course, it's all...
These are not wonderful, noble things that will free you from the government. These are ways of herding the sheep exactly where the government wants them to go.
Exactly. And the fact is, the combination of artificial intelligence and genetic engineering and supercomputers with AI is the convergence. we're not heading toward a, so much as a nuclear war, we're heading toward a digital war, and we're being herded into the matrix. And the fact is that the ultimate controller of that matrix is going to be America and the U.S. dollar. It's not China, it's not Russia, it's not Venezuela, and all these people with their silly weapons. If Trump puts up the missile defense system, which was conceived during Reagan, which Brilliant Pebbles, or the system I talked about, the laser-net interferometry system, all missile attacks on America and our allies will be completely impermeable. They will not be able to do a damn thing. And America has scalar weapons in space, gamma-ray weapons in space, rods from gods. You wouldn't believe the stuff we have centuries ahead of any of our so-called enemies.
If they tried, they're of terrorist nuclear attacks.
Exactly. In fact, even scalar weapons that can scramble their DNA thousands of miles away, and they wouldn't even know, it wouldn't even burn their skin. All that would happen is they just convulse and die. People think, well, we don't have that. I say, well, I'm sorry about that, but you don't understand. The Dragon Nation, if you go from space, with the head being Alaska, is America. And these nations like China and Russia want to play hard. They're going to find out the hard way, especially if Kim doesn't show up. That capital, Pyongyang, his palace and all his generals are going to die in their sleep. He thinks he can negotiate by dictating to us. He's a fool. And Trump's not going to mess with him. He's going to take him out. Just like the Israelis took out 71 bases inside Syria by the Iranian Crescent with Hezbollah, etc. End of the game coming.
Our Pill, a combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.